So what are we going to do now? We're going to keep campaigning, we're going to keep fighting against the cuts, and we need to do it together. Service users, let's short-stop service users from our campaign, and workers, you from the trade unions, we all need to fight together, and we all need to do it for ourselves. We can't trust the lying politicians to fight for us. It's up to us to fight for jobs and services for ourselves. Thank you very much.
Next speaker is a sixth form student, Chris Norton.
I'm a sixth form student in Sheffield. I probably am not going to school.
Moral implications.
Today we fight back against the coalition's attack on pensions. Pensions which, despite what the Daily Mail would have you believe, are sustainable, and you can ask the National Audit Office, they've said that it is. The coalition are intent on decimating our public sector to cut down on the deficits, an act which will surely make most people poorer and a lot of people unemployed. Meanwhile, bankers, the rich, those at the top, get away with it. They get million pound pension schemes, they get massive bonuses. You all know what's gold-plated here. We are not in this together. The Tories are single-minded in their goals. They are a government of the rich who care little for anybody lower down the chain. It's important that teachers and students work together in a situation like this. One of the biggest and angriest sections of the demonstrations in November was the school students. But school students can't exist in isolation. We need to work with teachers to halt the coalition's attack on our education system. Any cuts to education affect both teachers and students. And let's not forget, they were not just campaigning for the rights of public sector workers at the moment. In 10 years, the school students of today will become the public sector workers of tomorrow. On top of the debt that we will have to pay for university, we'll also have to pay more into our pensions and get a hell of a lot less out of it. Teachers can help by supporting activism in their schools, whatever, to the best of their ability. Teachers need the spark of the student walkout, the anger, the willingness to go above and beyond the unions. And school students need the experience, the protection of their teachers, and the clout that their jobs provide. This has to be a joint effort. This has to be a strong effort. And for the sake of the future, this has to be a winning effort. Just before I leave, I'll just say this. I'm planning on having a meeting in the Blue Moon at 2:30 about the future of the school student movement. And yeah, I should see anyone there who wants to.
Thank you very much. Two more speakers, then we're going to have a song, then we're going to have a march. So the next speaker is a Barnsley College student, Jack Hetherington.
Firstly, I'd like to offer my solidarity to all the workers that are out here on strike today. I think I'm speaking not just personally there, but on behalf of the students of Barnsley College and many students and young people from across the country in supporting their lecturers and supporting the public sector workers who are out on strike today. So I'd like to offer that firstly. And the other day I had this kind of weird, almost you could call it a premonition whilst watching the news of what really the Tories probably have installed for working people in this country. It was while watching news coverage of what's happening in Greece at the moment and how their government are putting through such harsh austerity measures similar to what we're seeing here. And I think that is the next step for the Tories. That is what they want to do for us. They want to push back the reforms that working class people have made over these years. They want to widen that gap between the rich and the poor. And so, if this is the future that we've got, where is it going to go next? How is it that we combat this and stop this from happening? And again, I think we need to look to places like Greece, who've had 12 general strikes in the past year. That's the kind of action we need to be talking about. They're the kind of things we want to be building for. We want to be seeing students and workers and people from all across the public sector and the private sector united together, fighting the cuts, fighting against the Tories, like in France in 1968, where students and workers fought. There were thousands of people out on general strike in the streets, building barricades, fighting the police off, and fighting for a better way of living, a better standard of living. I think that's what we need to do. We need to build the fight, build for a general strike.
And attacking working people. It's now our responsibility as students to stand by every strike, to stand and fight every cut, because the fight for our education isn't just about our education and the kids to come and our children to come, but about protecting people's jobs, pay and pension, and uniting together. I think one word that we'll learn off this demonstration, one word that we'll learn and sing together is solidarity, and I think that's what we need to hold in our hearts the whole way through this. We need to fight together, we need to fight together as black and white people, gay and straight people, we need to fight together as workers, unemployed people, disabled people, or we need to fight together to smash this coalition that's attacking working class people. What we need to do is take the inspiration of what we've seen in Greece and look over to Egypt and Tunisia and start the fight back here. This is the first step. Let's fight back for our pensions, fight back for our education and public sector, and fight back in solidarity. Thank you.
Beat the youth. going to stand united and we'll strike until we've won. Our union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Our union makes us strong.
We are now going to march around the city to show the city exactly what the trade union movement in Sheffield is made of. If the trade union banners can assemble over there, that is, we march behind the banners. Let's show them what we're all about.